Good morning, Jill. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So for our listeners, give them your bio, your background, and your reasons for seeking the state's highest education position.
Sure. So, my name is Jill Underly. I'm currently the superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District, which is across the state from you in southwestern Wisconsin. I've been a principal, a teacher. I've been a director of instruction. I've worked at the Department of Public Instruction and the UW system. I've got over 20 years of education experience in public education.
Now, COVID-19 has caused a pivot in education, obviously. You know that very well. What are your thoughts on getting students back into the classrooms for in-person learning? What do you want to see there?
Yeah, I'm definitely in favor of that. My district has been open this whole year. We had a couple days there where we had to close, but we know how to do it. We can do it safely. I think we're at the point, or we're at the stage right now, where we can open all our schools and we can do it safely. We certainly need to look at resources for our schools that have been, behind a little bit here with, for example, technology, wireless internet to our communities that need it. But we certainly need to be putting our resources, especially towards the schools that need it the most.
Talk a little bit more about that broadband access in terms of education.
Yes. So when you look at what education is right now, it is very different than it was, 100 years ago. And we certainly need technology, especially in our classrooms. All kids deserve 21st century classrooms. Our teachers need to teach in those environments too. But if we ever had to pivot to virtual learning, we need to make sure that our communities and our schools and our families are prepared. When you look at higher education, or when you look at technical a lot of them have courses that at least a portion are online. And so we need to make sure that we have the infrastructure for our kids to have that.
We're speaking with Jill Underly, candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. What's your position on the private school voucher program? Do you support using public money to fund those?
No, I don't support using public money to fund private school vouchers. I have nothing against private schools. They have a role in our general fabric of education here in Wisconsin. But I do believe that our public schools are under-resourced. We're not spending what we need to be spending in our public schools to make sure that every child has access to a great public school education. The voucher program is expensive. And right now, when you look at it, it's $380 million a year that is coming out of our education budget to fund private schools.
So what would you say to, let's say, a underprivileged, perhaps impoverished family in Milwaukee that doesn't want to send their children to the public school system because they have a perception that perhaps there's some violence, perhaps the education is subpar? What would you say to them who may be relying on something like the public school voucher program in order to send their kids to what they see as a better education?
Well, if they're currently relying on the program, I'm not going to take a voucher away from a child who's already in the program. I think, that would be incredibly disruptive. And I think we also need to address the fact that it's a perception. Our public schools outperform our voucher schools. And, all the evidence shows that if you're attending a voucher school, you're not going to do any better than the kids that are in the public school. So we need to make sure that that perception is addressed. But again, at the surface of it all, we have to just, the wider message is that we should be investing in our public schools so we don't have to choose.
Do you think there should be a freeze on charters and vouchers in the state?
Well, it depends on what kind of charters you're talking about. But vouchers, yes, I do feel that we need to freeze enrollment there. But charters, it's two different things there. We've got the local school board charters, and those are great. Especially when you're looking at innovation and expanding offerings within the school district, but they're accountable to a school board. We've got independent charters, however, that are not accountable to a school board, and we should be looking at those too.
We're speaking with Jill Underly, candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Your opponent has said that she wants to decentralize the DPI, take more of a regional approach. What's your position? Do you want to decentralize the DPI?
I think that would be incredibly disruptive, too. I don't feel that that's a good solution right now to anything. When you look at what our families and our kids need in Wisconsin, they don't want more DPI. And that's a very expensive way to to manage, certainly DPI. We do have offices already throughout the state. We have personnel from DPI working. So I think that that's certainly something we could look at differently. But, it would be disruptive to move everybody from Madison to, wherever they're working throughout the state, especially right now as we're coming out of the pandemic.
What would you say are the primary differences you see between you and your opponent?
Yeah, Dr. Deb Kerr and I do have a lot of history together, and we've been very friendly colleagues. I think the biggest difference is that I'm very clear on how I feel about privatization of our public schools. I do feel that our money needs to stay solely in our public schools, where she's she has said that she would be in favor of expanding the voucher program. So I think that's certainly the other thing. But, there's certainly other pieces of it. I'm very supportive of our teachers. I want to do things that will help bring more individuals into the teaching profession. I'm supported by teachers. I've been supported by bipartisan groups and different legislators. I think that that speaks volumes, considering, who's supporting Dr. Kerr.
We're speaking with Jill Underlie, candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. What are some of the other issues you feel are important in the world of education that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
Yeah, so I think it's all about addressing opportunities. I mean, we have these opportunity gaps that it really depends in Wisconsin which zip code you grow up in as to what opportunities you'll have for public school. So we need to look at early childhood education. We need to look at high-quality childcare, after-school programming, as well as summer programming, and we need to make sure that all kids have access to that because that's what sets them up for success. We need to look at the funding formula as well and addressing the fact that we don't have enough money in our schools to address mental health needs, as well as, recruiting and retaining teachers. So those are just a few things on the surface.
If people would like more information about you or your campaign, where can they get that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can check out my website, which is underlie4wi.com. And there's a bunch of information about me, my biography. I'm going to be in Green Bay today, too, so maybe I will see some of them around.
Jill Underlie, candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, thank you for joining us this morning, and good luck next week.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
It is 7:23 on a Monday morning. Deb Kerr is also seeking the position of State Superintendent of Public Instruction. She joined us on the show last week, Friday. You can hear that interview at our podcast page. That's at WTAQ.com. And make sure you smash that subscribe button at the podcast page.
That's right.
Get all over it, folks. Going to be mostly sunny, warm, windy today with a high 58 tonight. Increasing clouds, windy, low of 44. Well, and maybe one of the weirdest harassment claims yet to surface against the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo. A woman said that Cuomo demanded that the then aide learn the lyrics to Danny Boy and sing it to senior staffers, like on command.
What? Okay.
Right.
What is your problem, man? What is your deal?
I don't know that this rises to the same level of inappropriate behavior that we've heard some of the other accusers.
This is a whole different animal now.
It's bizarre.
We're getting into bizarre stuff, and who knows if it's not like a weird thing. It could be weirder than even it looks on the surface.
Yeah.
Like a control thing.
That might be part of it.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and see what you can get someone else to do.
Right.
Yeah, the woman's lawyer said, it's a bizarre request, but he says, I want you to memorize these lyrics. She refused, said, I don't want to sing Danny Boy.